This is Ron from Liberty. I have a question and a comment. The question has to do with the wetland mitigation bank. I'm trying to figure out which way it's going in this case. And my understanding is what you said, that just to simplify things, the project on the Sears Island goes forward and they need to develop something in a wetland area, so they develop 15 acres of wetlands on Sears Island. There's someplace else in Maine that they will enhance 15 acres of wetland to offset the wetlands that have been impacted in Sears Island. Is that correct?
So that will be through the permitting process. And first of all, we need to avoid all the wetlands we can, and then we need to minimize those impacts. But that three-step process is very, very important in the whole permitting process and what we end up mitigating. But you're correct. And those unavoidable impacts to those wetlands will need to mitigate somewhere, and the agencies in the foreign EG will have to approve that site.
So, the wetland banking does absolutely nothing to help the wildlife in Sears Island.
That's it.
That's my point.
I disagree. It's because the wetlands bank would more or less preserve in perpetuity that area with which we use the compensation credit.
You're preserving what you can, but in fact, the project goes forward and you determine that you must, you determine, you know, somebody in Europe determines that you must impact a certain number of acres of wetland on Sears Island. So unavoidable according to your calculations,
right?
That wetland area is gone, and a similar number of acres somewhere else in the state will be enhanced.
Well, they have to be restored, enhanced, or created.
Well, whatever, but it's not going to happen on Sears Island. It's acre for acre, two for one, whatever they determine the value to be, it's going to happen somewhere else. It's not going to happen on Sears Island.
There
will be a loss of wetland on Sears Island.
Let me tell you, there are actually two areas on the island, and I didn't get into the details on that. Two areas that we've actually looked at and reviewed and done an assessment on with regards to compensation and mitigation. And there are two areas. One is a creation area that's currently upland. That we could have the adequate hydrology there to actually build a wetland system. And there's also an area that's been filled and disturbed during the soil testing when they were doing it for the nuclear power plant out there. There was quite a bit of damage and filling that was associated with those test pits that they did dug out there. And that soil could actually be removed, and those wetlands that were currently there before they built those test pits, you could restore. So there is some potential restoration and some net gain to wetlands for the island.
And a comment. And it saddens me to say this, but what I'm experiencing here tonight is very similar to what I've experienced in small towns in Maine, where the big city developer comes to the planning board and says, and with all sincerity, I'm here for an informational meeting. I want to know what the planning process is like. I want to know what the planning board thinks. I want to know, what do people mean by this small development? And what do you mean by a big development? And what's the planning process all about? And what are the various steps? Because I want to know, and I want to do the right thing. Oh, well, we're only talking a small development. And then they come back to them. Well, we changed our plan. Well, we didn't think about that. And over time, what started out as a very small development becomes a very big development. Quickly slid under the rug. That's what I see happening here. I don't know why.
Okay.